This show is a Phonik Media production.
Today we're going to answer your burning questions on the pod. Yes, it's listener question time. You really give that sometimes.
I love it. It just feels like it's me.
It is.
Made for me.
Well, it was you, wasn't it?
It was.
We should definitely get you a Hey Friend t-shirt, shouldn't we?
Yes. Why have I not done that?
Why have you not done that? I thought you'd deal with branding. Fucking hell, up your game. What's
probably
that
no one listens, so I just thought, what's the point?
Yeah, you look a bit weird in your own t-shirt, wouldn't you? Anyway, hey friend.
Hi.
How the devil are you? Hope all is well in
Hello.
Your world. How are you? Are you okay?
Yeah, no, are you good?
Are you okay?
Yeah.
You are? Good, fine. Then we shall carry on. We asked some questions. Hello, good grammar today. We asked you some questions, or we asked for some questions the other day. Stuff that you'd like to find out, not just necessarily about us, but if you'd like to find out about other couples. Because
yeah.
I think sometimes you can get in your own little world, whether it be about business or marriage, you think, does anyone else do that shit?
It's just us that.
Is it just us that does that weird stuff? We have a lot of very weird conversations. We're like, no one else talks like that, do they?
But maybe they do.
But maybe they do. Maybe, the same thing. So we asked you guys to ask us some questions.
Yeah.
And you did. So you have submitted your questions. And today on the podcast, it's going to be Listener Questions Special.
Wow.
In no particular order, do you want to go through them?
Yeah,
we're going to answer them. We're going to openly and transparently share the shit that goes on behind closed doors, and hopefully it might help some of you guys. Go on then, hit us with the first one.
Okay, so this one's from Claire Wilders, and it says, do you have to stop yourselves from talking business during family time or talking children when you need to be talking business?
Okay.
I can answer that one quite quickly.
Go on. We never stop talking about business ever.
Exactly. I was just going to laugh.
We were out for a romantic lunch. Fucking Hayley just talked at me about business.
You was on your phone.
No, I was not.
You were actually on your...
Actually.
You sat here today going, should we just go for lunch? And then I felt guilty thinking, do you know what? Like, hero, you've done a marathon. We need to sort of like, you know, make him feel good about himself again.
So
I was like, yeah, let's go for lunch. And then we're sitting there and you were like, sorry, I just got like sitting there listening to voice notes. So don't tell me you weren't on your phone.
No, it was a little bit okay.
So then I was like, okay, fine. So it always ends up, I would say we often talk more about work when it should be family time than talking about the kids work time.
But we had Jeff and Laura Brunson on recently.
We did.
If you haven't yet listened to that episode, I'll put a link in the show notes, actually. So whoever's editing this, remember, put the link in the show notes because it was a very, very good episode. And they are also, they're an entrepreneurial couple.
Yes. They work very closely together, don't they?
Yeah, so they work in the same business, don't they?
And Jeff, James, you fired me, didn't you?
I sacked you. Yeah, I sacked you. I'm regretting that decision, though, because I don't think anyone's as good as you are, which is really annoying. They work in the same business. And they were like, why should you like not talk about business if it's the thing that you enjoy doing together and you do it together? Like, I don't get me wrong, you need to have, I think you need ways to switch off.
Mm. I feel like,
but when you really enjoy it, does it matter? I don't know.
Well, that's what I was saying. So
as you don't do it around the kids, I think as long as it's not always
to
like,
to be fair, my kids at the minute are like, mammy, you're always on your phone, but they've now
clocked that gets a reaction.
It gets
me
annoyed. So they say it all the time, and I'm like, I'm not compared to James. Come on. He's always on his phone, or he goes for like the longest wheeze so that you can like do something. He's like, oh no, I'm just having a wee. No, you're not. You're on your phone.
They don't seem to do that.
Go and put the washing out for an hour. No, you're on your phone. Anywho.
Wow. Did you hear that, listener? Yes, that's right. She sends me out to do my little chores and then she doesn't like how long it takes.
We're going to come on to that anyway. I was saying recently that I've got like a great bunch of people around me, and when we meet, it's social, but we are talking about work and stuff. And I think when you do generally enjoy what you do, it sounds really cliche, that it doesn't always feel like a chore. Like, it's a nice thing. And like, because you get my business, I get your business, and we support each other and we can inspire each other, we can help each other. I don't think it's that bad. But there are times when, as you say, it would be good to have that cut off. Like, I've almost become quite programmed that, like, when it gets to almost Friday night, like, I'm done. Does that make sense? Like, I want to switch off now. I don't want to think about work.
I think that's quite good.
I don't want to look at work.
I think that's quite good, though. Because you're like that with, like, holidays and stuff as well. Yeah. Like, when you switch off, you're either on or you're off.
But then I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. So if I go away, it's like, I don't want to be on my socials. I want nothing. Whereas you'll still be a bit more proactive. But yeah, Friday nights, I'm like, I'm done. I want to start switching off. And then Saturday, the last couple of months, I've had a few projects, haven't I? And I've had to kind of jump on. And it's almost like, then I start thinking, then I'm starting to be aware of it. Do you know what I mean? I'm like, my kids, like I'm not.
It's easy to not realise during the, obviously, they're at school and nursery, so George goes to his nursery 5 days a week and had him and shipped him off to someone else to fucking raise him for us.
Which you said the other week, didn't you? You were like, what did you made a comment? Just something about, oh my God, have you ever thought about George? Like, he goes 5 days a week. Why was you saying it?
Oh, I don't know.
You were saying that like, he goes 5 days a week to nursery, like almost like, as if, oh God, is that a bad thing? So I'm sat there.
Oh,
like,
is it after his injections?
Oh, okay, that's
so
it.
So he had his like boosters, and then we took him straight to nursery. And he was
and
good
he
as gold.
He didn't want to go, did he?
He didn't want to go, but that's because he thought, I think it was also half term. Yeah. So like Louis's at half term for school. He's at home for half term from school. Or is it nanny and granddad's? So George thinks that more fun stuff is happening.
But you dropped him off and you were like, are we bad? Like, should we have like...
Yeah, I just felt really
awful. We should
almost
have the day off that we could have just like kept him at home. And then it just sent me down this rabbit hole of like, oh my God, are we these awful parents that have like committed to him going five days a week so we can
work? What was the answer you got to?
Well,
are we terrible
parents?
Well,
I sat in bed at like 11:15 at night Googling, is it bad for your kids to go to the nursery for
Oh yeah, Google the question, that'll
and
help.
And then you sit down and I'm like, it's okay. It says that actually it can be a really good thing because it helps them with their social skills and
fine.
All the activities. And I was like, okay, it's fine. But no, I would generally say that our issue more would be talking business in child time. I'm definitely much more like, ideally, like Friday nights and the weekend is like family time. And then Sunday night, maybe if I'm feeling it, like start planning for the week and getting sorted.
No, not even if you feel it. You 100%, you don't even start planning for the week. You just get back into doing work.
Yeah, but I'm just saying in an ideal world.
In an ideal
but
world.
The weekend.
Claire's
would
not
be,
asking about your ideal world.
Like,
she's asking for the truth, though, isn't
Monday
she, Hayley?
To Friday would be work, and then the weekends, I do feel myself like switching off, like I don't want to think about work.
That I also think is one of the things, though, like when you said about, like on a Sunday, to plan for the week. I find it more productive. Like at the moment, in the last like 2 or 3 weeks, I've had so much stuff going on.
Yeah.
Running a marathon in a goddamn hero. You
oh my
know,
God, we haven't,
you
got,
know,
we haven't
you
know. Got that anymore.
We haven't got that anymore. Yeah, I've just bought myself back. But luckily, I'm going to keep this jingle on the desk just in case I need to play it out again and give him a point.
Okay, get over it now.
Yeah, it's done. Never to be done again. But I haven't planned my week, so I find myself just sort of like, not bumbling through the week, but just getting busy doing...
Is bumbling an actual word?
Yeah, yeah, of course it is.
Bumbling.
Okay, it's not bumbling.
Yeah, bumbling.
Bumbling?
Yeah.
Oh, George is turning into a cockney. It's hilarious.
All of a sudden, mummy, like can I have bread and butter? I'm like, sorry?
Butter?
And then he's like, anything. It's awful.
Yeah.
I'm like, where's it suddenly come from?
Butter. I want some butter. Can I have butter on my toast?
Butter. I'm like, oh my
But
God.
I love that when Hayley tries to give allocution. She's like, excuse me, I think you mean... Butter. I think you mean butter.
It's really horrible seeing him like talk like that. I'm like, oh my God, stop looking at your work emails. Raise. Look at you. Look,
I'm not looking at my work emails.
We're calling a podcast and you can't even keep away. Shut your laptop.
That's what I've got my notes.
Don't worry. Notes. Are they notes or are they the questions?
Fine.
Yeah, thank you.
Fine.
So I would say you got both.
Oh my God, have I? Oh, that's unfortunate. Sorry,
one of those like crusty ones.
Do you know, I had to go the other day to the barbershop. I didn't even really need my haircut, but I just wanted that wax.
Aerodynamic
nose trims.
Anyway.
If you've never had your nose pulled, hair pulled by the barber, oh my God, it's life affirming.
Anyway, so yeah, anyway. I would say, although actually saying about do we ever talk about the children's business, if there's ever a rare day that you work from home, I am like, oh, you know, it's easy to then be like, oh, we need to do this around the house or we need to...
Yeah, we don't do this stuff around the house,
do we? We never do anything.
Never doing anything.
We're still unpacking boxes, aren't we, from the...
On the move,
the garage.
5 months
finally
ago.
Finally got the trampoline put back up for the kids, which I've been going on at Jones for ages. He finally done it.
Within
and that day, honestly, they must have had about 5 accidents to which we're then like, oh
I remember
my God,
why I hated
the
fucking trampoline.
Down.
I remember.
George is like running around the outside. Louis then pushes him from the inside. George goes flying. And Louis
then Louis
like,
feels awful.
Yeah. Then Louis is having a breakdown because he feels so bad. I'm like, well, what did you think would happen? You've just pushed him. Like, come on.
Anyway, get back to the questions. Right. So
anyway,
do we talk about...
Do we talk about... business during family time, or children when you need to be talking business. Just business, I would say, it's pretty much business.
But I think we are quite good at, like, for example, in the afternoons and stuff, when the kids come home, I don't think that they will look back. Hopefully they won't. I don't think they'll look back and see, like, mummy and daddy running a business.
You're not his. How
as a bad
know?
Thing. No, that's what I've heard. I've heard rumours. That's what they think.
They would definitely think that, because it's normally me going, oh, my God, guys, I just need to finish something.
Oh, would they? Oh, fine. I didn't know that. I thought you were able to cope, but clearly you can't.
No,
right, come on. Next question.
Okay.
From listener questions. You got a question.
This is a good one. Ellie Wilco. How do you deal?
How do you deal?
How do you deal with conflict?
Oh.
Well, if you, as we said on the last podcast, when we had a big argument.
35 minutes into
a recording. If we've had like a proper argument, how do we deal with conflict? I would say I'm much better now, like just going, letting it go. Does that make sense?
Let it go, let it go. Yeah, you are.
But I would definitely say.
You always were, though. Were you not?
I would say it comes down to you. If you can admit any, like, wrongdoing quickly, then the conflict is much smaller. If you're holding your position that you think you're right, which you're probably not, it will definitely drag on a lot more.
We're quite good at...
You're very good at apologising now, if you think that you're...
Oh, am I? You train me like a little fucking pet. Is that what you've been doing?
No, but you are much better now. Of like,
what do you mean now?
Well, like before.
When before
like
when?
Like just in the past. Like if we'd had a row, and if like I don't.
You don't hold a grudge.
I don't get that spiky, but if you push my buttons, I can go. Does that make sense? So like you can go. It's your thing, isn't it? Like James has always been. Like, what we call you hothead, right? So we all know James can like. Not have a temper in a bad way, but you know what I mean? Like, if someone
I lose my rag,
you,
yeah,
or
I've
if
got
someone's unjustified,
short.
Like, you can be like, no, this is, no, I'm not having it. No, I'm not having it. I'm not having it.
Like the guy who's trying to get me to pay for his ULEZ. Yeah. Fucking, I ain't paying that, mate.
Sold our car, right? Sold our car, and the guy that was hired to pick up the car and drive it to the new owner drove for the ULEZ. And we've now.
And now that's my £354 problem. I don't fucking think so, bruv.
Fine. So that, like, you'll get really annoyed.
Yeah. I'm raging about it.
Raging.
That's why I was looking at my emails, because he's been messaging me.
But if I was ever raging, does that make sense? You would be like, oh my God, who is this? How dare she? Do you see where I'm coming from? Because I'm normally quite like calm.
Mm.
So that used to sort of backfire, that if I ever lost it, heaven forbid, I would never be able to live it down. Would I? Like ever?
No. I just normally say sorry quicker because it's normally just easier.
It's normally just your fault.
Just
but
my fault.
Yeah, I mean, no, but we...
The one time I regret... I backed down and said sorry, even though you were in the wrong. Hayley actually slapped me. She domestic abused me. We were in the bathroom in our old house.
You shouldn't make a joke of that, to be fair.
I'm not making a joke about it, I'm saying.
No, but you're laughing, but it wasn't funny. I got so angry.
She slapped
you just
me.
In my face. I was just like...
I was not in your face. I was in the same vicinity as you. And you just went, nah! Slapped me. I was like, you slapped me.
Which is not, it's bad, yeah.
It is bad.
Shouldn't have done it.
Shouldn't have.
Shouldn't have done it.
Because it would
have been
the other arrested.
Way around. Well, no, because it would have been the other way around.
Yes.
It would have been like really bad. Although I'd probably have laughed. But yeah, I did. I do. I get like to the point. It's like with the kids when they annoy me. It's that kind of like.
You're hard to get you to snap when you snap.
And people aren't listening and they're screaming in my face. Well, you weren't screaming in my face, but do you know what I mean? Just in that moment, it's like, oh my God, I can't, no.
So how do we deal with conflict? Long story short.
We don't have that much conflict.
No.
Not that like, oh my God, we're so perfect. Oh my God, look at my nails, guys. Just saying.
Because she's going to an event. That's
no,
why.
Not.
She's
I'm
making
an
effort because she's going
to
an event.
With lots of lovely, gorgeous women. And to be honest, for ages, I've been like, my nails are awful. And then I grew them and they all just break. I don't know if it's a hormone thing.
Today, bearing in mind that we've got to record two podcasts, we've got to deliver kids to and from school. Hayley's got a load of work and I'm one day out from doing the marathon so I can hardly walk. She's going, oh my God, I've missed my hygienist session. I'm like, what for?
My teeth.
Do my teeth look okay for tomorrow? I'm like, what the fuck are you doing tomorrow? You're going to an event.
When's the last time you went to the dentist?
I haven't been to the dentist for about 7 years, clearly.
Look at your teeth. I love you, but they're caving in. They're caving in on
Yeah, I need to go to the dentist.
You need to go to the dentist. So yeah. When I went, to this new dentist, which I love around the corner. They were like, come like every few months. I thought I'd booked it in, I hadn't. And I was like, oh yeah, that'd be a good timing. So I'm going to this event, I'll have lovely
white all you tea. Do is make an effort when you're I going out elsewhere. I just drink too much elsewhere.
Tea. Yeah, but that's how I live my life. Like, I've realised, from working with a new coach as well, and I've realised as part of my being is that I'm very much a last minute person. Hence why, under pressure, that's probably why I do things. Like say, if I'm going to an event, do you know what I mean? I'll do certain things for that purpose. I'm obviously someone that's connecting, like, I don't know if it's last minute or, anyway, I don't
know. Wow, deep psychology. Maybe we should get your new coach on. She can psychologize you.
That'd be amazing.
She's very good. Shout out Samantha Hearn.
Samantha Hearn, love her. So I would say that we don't have that much conflict.
No.
But when we do.
But why do we not have that much conflict?
Because I'm amazing.
Okay, fine.
Simple as that.
Solve that problem then, guys.
No, I don't think we have that much conflict because we understand each other. Yeah. We understand, I think we're both very into our kind of personal development, I think we're quite understanding of how each other are, like our traits.
And ourselves.
Sometimes I think we can maybe pick each other on things.
Even because though, you know how each other works. Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Whereas actually you take a step back or like you can put your views on me or vice versa. But actually, if we step back and go, he works like that, I work like this, do you see what I mean?
Mm.
But
long story short, it's because you're amazing. That's I think, where we got to.
Yeah. But if we do have conflict, I would say now, fine, it's short, sharp. Like, we might have...
It's like love making. Short, sharp, and no one really likes it. Sure, sharp happens about once a month.
But turns out everyone's the same. We make up pretty quick, is what I was going to say.
Oh, fucking hell. Like, right, should we do another question? Oh, Jesus Christ. Come on then, next question.
As we've gone
next
there.
Next list of questions.
Oh, I'm crying. We've gone there. Jamie Nicholas, I think I might have asked this one to Laura and Jeff.
Yes, I think we did.
What is it like living and working together? And does that affect the romance in your marriage? So, obviously, as is slightly different because we don't work
in the same business.
No, but we do work on projects together. Yeah. Now, back in the day, we used to run a property business together, which I'm sure if you've listened to our podcast, you've heard us talk before. And I would say that was horrible.
Yeah, but we also didn't like what we did then. I think there's lots of...
It wasn't horrible. It's just like, like you say, didn't like what we did. We didn't really have
didn't bring
roles and responsibility.
Us any joy.
But since working in this business together, I actually love it because I think we're so, again, it goes back to the whole respect. We're so respectful of each other's skill set and what they bring to the table.
Well, I think it does affect your marriage though, but I don't think it needs to negatively affect it, but I just think it's that default because like Laura made a really good point, which I hadn't even thought of. She's like, so again, Laura and Jeff, who do work together in the same business, click the link in the show notes and listen to that episode because it's really interesting to get a conversation from another couple of entrepreneurs who are in the same company. Which, like, well, of course it's going to affect it because normally, like, back in the day, you'd each go out to work and you'd each have your own life for 8 hours a day, 10 hours a day, and then you'd come back and there's stuff to talk about. And it's like, what about your day? And what have you got on? And who did you work with? And what, you know, there's just lots of stuff to talk about. But if you've been, especially if you work for the same company under the same roof, but of course you're going to talk about that stuff because you've got no other outside reference point, which is probably where like hobbies or going to the gym or like running or like whatever your thing is or like having friends outside of it, that's probably why it's really important. But I think it's going to, it's good to impact, isn't it?
I think, like, say, for us, does it affect the romance? I mean, I think our romance has been affected a long time
anyway. Yeah, it's dead.
Way before.
Dead on arrival.
Romance changes for a number of reasons as well, doesn't it? Like, when you've got kids and stuff, I'm not saying it's right. Like,
Jamie's just had a baby.
Oh,
so
congrats. Not saying that
the cutest baby
ever. I mean, this is where we're at. Like, so my mum and dad are really, really, like, good. They're, like, on-hands grandparents. So, like, if we ever have a weekend away, they will look after the kids.
They co-raise them. Let's just call it out. They co-raise our children.
Super special. But you don't want to take the mix. You don't want to be, like, booking, like, in an ideal world, imagine having, like, one night out a month, right? It's not even that undoable, is it? I mean, there's people who have been, like... A lot more. And I say, like, once a month. Do you know what I mean? Like a proper good night out.
Yes.
they would probably more than happily do it. But I always feel like, oh, God, there's like a reason. Like, oh, where are you going? It's got to be like a grandiose. If I said, I just want a night in by myself, they'd be like, oh, they wouldn't care. Do you know what I mean?
And I always think that's weird as well, though, to be fair.
But, or like, we just want to go to cinema or something. And then in our local WhatsApp group, there's this a girl, like her parents, obviously like, pushing her daughter, like this leaflet, who does babysitting services, and we were like, oh my God.
We can go all the time.
Book her in for every Saturday night, and we're wetting ourselves, like, let's get around. Like, but if I'm honest, I'm like, oh no, I don't know. But we should, I think with the whole romance, we joke, like, we do need to make time to do things together.
The other thing is, as well, I think when you enjoy what you do, not like, oh, when you enjoy what you do, it doesn't feel like work, but also like we get to, and we've said this before on the podcast, we get to work around lots of other people, like a lot of, like, you used to call them your business besties,
yeah,
who you go and meet up with and stuff.
Yeah, I went out with them the other night, didn't I?
But they're not like your business besties now, they're just like becoming your like really good friends. So you enjoy that, and that's part of your business. So you don't, I don't think, when you, if you've got a job that you maybe, I don't know whether it's if you don't enjoy it or if you do work for somebody else, you need that time off. You need that break. Yeah. There is like work and then there's life. And but you don't, it sort of blends. But maybe that's a bit dangerous. I'm not entirely sure.
I just think if we knew, if someone said like once a month you could go out and have like a date night, like that would be amazing, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So maybe we just need to make that happen a bit more.
And when you think about it, if that's what you needed to do, that's really not difficult, is it? And maybe this is a good life lesson for people. If there's something that you could do right now, like we could message that girl right now and say, hey, would you like to come and meet the boys on Saturday afternoon?
Yeah.
We'll pay for a couple of hours of your time. Come around, they're going to be playing in the garden. Just come and be, like, see if there's a good fit.
Can you imagine Louis? He'd be like, nah.
Yeah, but he'll just have to get used to it, wouldn't he? Yeah. He's too used to ruling the roost, that boy.
I know.
He's bossy like his mother.
So I would say to this, what is it like living and working together? It's fun, I would say. But we do have like slight differences. Does it affect the romance? I would say it does, but I wouldn't just blame it on work. I'd blame it on life, kids, the lot.
I wouldn't blame it. I think it just changes and evolves, isn't it? Like, I mean, 20 years ago.
Tell me, James.
I can't remember it this year.
So, the other day, James, he says, oh, I listened to this amazing podcast. And it was Jamie Lang, his new podcast called...
Good Company. He was very funny.
And he was interviewing Paloma Faith.
Yeah.
And
she is brilliant, by the way.
And he was asking her about, was it about like sex or sex life, how to keep romance or something? And what was it she said?
Oh, it was so funny. She went, foreplay starts
in the mind
and it starts all day. It's not about just spitting on your fingers and giving it a rub.
And I was like, oh, my God.
I couldn't believe what I was listening to. I'm wetting myself
because I'm thinking... Okay, we might just speak for ourselves. But for so many of us, like, if you're in this relationship, you've got so much going on. And mentally, men and women, I do feel, are very different.
Yeah.
And Laura, again, on her podcast, was saying how she reads really kind of like...
Spicy books
to get her in the mood. Because it, like you say, it starts
stimulates
in
your mind.
The mind. Whereas guys are just like, come on, yeah, get on it, sort of thing.
Get on it.
Well, and then the other day, I was at the Albright, so I was working from there, and James just sent me a message just like, oh, you look really sexy today. And I was like, okay. And then a little while later, it was like something else. And I was like, are you fucking trying to like get in my mind? Is this that whole like...
Yeah, it takes you straight off and goes, starts in the mind.
Sex starts in the mind. I just was like, fuck off. And you were just absolutely wetting yourself. No.
You did look nice that day.
But no, I think romance is something, like you say, it is to
be... It's evolving and it's changing. And your time together will...
But also, when you're watching maths... If you're watching Married at First Sight Australia,
oh my God.
Like romance, you ain't got time for that. Every night, we're just on maths. Like, what are we going to do when it's over? I actually feel like I'm going to get my life back when it's over.
Yeah, I can't wait for it to
be over. Okay, here's a bit of a fun one.
Hang on.
Oh, sorry.
You've got to have a jingle. Next question. Who's it from? Shout them out.
So Faye Jennings wrote on our, I think it was our LinkedIn page, maybe. Who decides the playlist for the day? So, of course, we don't actually work in the same office, but I thought if we did, it would be a nightmare. What do you listen to when you're working?
I listen to the same sort of stuff as you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I listen to like music for concentration. I have to have no lyric music. Okay. I can't have...
Yeah, I'm the same.
...speaking, and it's weird because, you know, I work at a podcast agency, so there's you know, we're making stuff all the time. Yeah. There's videos being produced and audio being produced, but everyone, it's a really weird office because everyone's it's silent because everyone sat on headphones, if that makes sense. So the only person who controls the playlist is me.
There is an amazing playlist on Spotify called Music for Concentration.
Oh, so
and
good.
It's a really good mix because some people say about classical music being good, but I find it
too much.
It's too much.
Yeah.
But that is great. And there's another one called Chilled Vibes.
Yeah.
Which has got a little bit of words in it. But yeah, I'm the same. Someone, one of my mates who works with me, he texts me a playlist which is more like a garage playlist.
Right, yeah.
And actually, weirdly, because it was so like that upbeat, that was quite cool. But if we weren't listening to sort of like Music of Concentration and we were just controlling Spotify as to what we want to listen to, it would be an absolute nightmare. Guaranteed, if a song comes on from the past and James says, oh, I love this song.
I hate it.
I hate it. Songs that are like that kind of like soul funk, the songs that like never go anywhere, that just constantly sound like they're on the same level and repeat. Like, for example, Beyonce, right? I like a lot of her music, but you like that one that...
Love on top.
And it goes up.
Has six key changes. Who doesn't love a key change?
Same thing.
Do you know what I found the other day?
Over and over.
Love's Theme, which is like a Barry White instrumental only. I played it to the boys in the car and they just sat there like that.
Because
we took it in turns the other day
to
Dino Baseball. I was like, right, we all get a turn and they had to listen to my music. They're like, what is this?
And I
was like,
we do, take it in turns.
Love's Theme.
Yeah. Whereas give me a power ballad, I'm on it. Yeah, give me some sort of like 2000s dance classic like that.
Louis's got your taste in music.
Oh, Louis's so good. He's so onto my taste.
Take
in
on
music.
Me. He's obsessed with.
Although he's obsessed, it's all he wants to listen to in the car, and it's really annoying. Anyway,
so neither of us choose players, but if we had to pick it by default,
I'd be the best.
We'd have a problem.
Okay.
Next.
Okay, we've only got two more. So this is from Pippa Savory, and she wrote, "Who puts the bins out? And is it a spoken thing or do they just get on with it?"
I think we both do it, don't we?
I don't put the bins out.
Do you not?
Nah.
Oh, I thought you did.
I put the recycling into the recycling bins and I will take the bin out from the kitchen into the bin thing, whatever you call it.
The bin store.
But you put the bins out.
Oh, yeah.
The weekly
bins. Oh, okay, fine.
Out.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I will do it, but I get really annoyed that the cupboard that our bin goes in, like, you can't get it in easily, and it really annoys me. But I would say that we do have, like, you are such a hands-on, like, you know, like some guys, like, oh, can't cook, can't do this, so stereotypical, but I hear it all the time. And I'm
do
like,
you?
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
I still hear it, like, no, I do the ironing, and no, he won't do it unless I tell him this.
We basically, our roles have been reversed entirely in this house.
Oh my God, I've got it
easy. I do all the ironing,
James,
I do all the cleaning. 100%
does the ironing. Yeah, I like sorting the washing and putting the washing on. Hate getting the washing out. Hate it. Don't know why.
See, I love putting the washing out. It's so
you
satisfying.
Like putting the washing out. Hate it. He like
so
shakes it all.
Yeah, shake all the creases out.
So I put it on, you get it out. Oh yeah, that's about right.
Shake the creases out of it. Oh yeah.
I probably do more of the cooking.
Yes.
More of the kind of like household organising.
Yeah.
So I do sort of bills and
we like share cleaning. A lot of it we just do like
yeah, cleaning. We sort of
just share do it together.
I definitely put the clothes away more. No one else seems to be able to do it, even if the piles are just sat there.
Because I'm so tired from putting all of it on the washing line.
So we do have sort of like these sort of unwritten things of like what we take care of. Like I'll buy the shopping, I'll sort out.
Must be really annoying though.
The kids' stuff.
This was another thing in the that Good Company podcast I was listening to. Paloma Faith was talking about she's just got divorced or she's getting divorced, and she got quite upset about it. And it's a very funny podcast, but she was really, really open and honest and talked about mental health and all this sort of stuff. And she was talking about a divorce. And Jamie said, do you mind me asking, like, why, you know, if you, because she's like, I still love my ex. We're still really good. We've become really good friends through all this, but it's just sad. It's just, we're two very different people. And she said, I just feel like I was bringing more to the party than he was. And Jamie went, in what way? She went, just in every way. In raising the children, in providing the money, in doing all of the organising, I can see if there isn't someone who pulls their weight in one way or the other. Like, I get everyone can't financially contribute equally, but there can be equal distribution of effort,
yeah, yeah.
I would say. And I can imagine if you're, you know, someone like a Paloma Faith, like she's probably the by far the breadwinner in that house because of, you know, she's very, very successful. She probably has a lot of constraints on her time. She probably has a lot of people around. She must have, you know, managers and record labels and PRs and A&Rs and executive assistants, all this sort of stuff. So if you're like this rock star who gets a pop star princess who gets looked after and chaperoned, you in that world you just get told where you're going and what you're doing,
yeah, yeah,
to then come home and be like expected to be the cook and the cleaner and all that sort of stuff. It must be really someone who doesn't put their their side of the effort in.
Didn't she say really something about like a nun, what is it, like she said something about
There's an invisible, the invisible burden of working mums. And I was like, what's the invisible burden of broken mums? Working mums. They are broken. Working mums. And it was exactly that sort of stuff. She was saying about, like, she would organise, like, the kids, if they're going to a party, she's organising the birthday party, like you are to a certain extent. But I think
To a certain extent, I am.
Yeah, but you don't do all of the other stuff as well, do you?
No.
Come on, like, but meet me halfway, But if you're doing all that stuff, I can see how it would be a burden.
But also, equally, I wonder if it's how like, you deal with it, because I was saying the other day, like, I'm someone, like, every little thing that needs to be done, whether it's to do a food shop or, yeah, order the birthday present. So I've just thought, I've actually got to order 2 birthday presents, don't let me forget. And that's what happens. I end up saying to Louis, don't let me forget this. He's got a really good memory. But whereas you maybe just write it on list and it's out your head, like, I'm someone, they're just there. Mm. So, like, all these things then, like, go around in my head.
Oh, and then you say all the time, like, I'm in my head.
And now I'm sitting here, I go, I've got to accept George's school placement. Like, all these little things that I'm forgetting, I'm going to write it now. I'm going to write it down now. I'm going to forget. Hang on, let me write it down.
But I wonder if, like, in that instance with, like, a Paloma Faith, if there's, like, a... if it's like a communication breakdown, because again, a lot of this stuff, like, we don't have anyone who, like, we take it in turns sort of to get up with the kids, if that makes sense.
Well, you get up more.
Well, I get up more often than you do. But, like, for example, like, today, I heard them get up. I was like, can you get up?
Well, obviously, I was going to get up today because you did the marathon. So,
yeah. But then, equally, like, if I've been doing like these long runs and stuff in the training for the marathon, like, you'd get up on the on the day after that long run. So, I imagine if you.
Yeah, I would say we're pretty good. Like, I would say I do a lot more of, like, the sort, like you say, the sort of.
You do household and logistics.
Like, the things that aren't that important but are important, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And I think it's more me cognitively. Yeah, I'd say I probably have it harder than you.
Well, I don't think that was a question, but sure. But if it became a problem, I think, again, because of our community, we're quite good at communicating. If it was.
Oh, yeah, if I said to you, I need to get 2 birthday presents, you'd just go, all right, I'll get it.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be an issue. You'd be like, okay, cool.
I'll work around the corner from the entertainer. But what do they want?
In fact, all right. Hey, sorted.
Damn it.
Yes. You can do that.
Off there. Right, come on, quick.
Anyway, last question.
Last question, let's go.
From Banaf Shah Wazir. Was it? Sounds
this
like
from someone from Was
It? I'm going to come to your work soon, aren't I? We're going to start recording the podcast.
I've got that many staff now. It's like over 100 quid
for
lunch
now. From your studio, because James, every time he has to put all this set together, oh my God, it's not worth the hassle anymore. Fuck it out.
Yeah, but I've got to put it all down again in a minute and then go and get our children.
I'll get them if you want.
Yeah, fine. Okay, you can. Do you see that? Did you witness that? That's what she does.
Yeah, but you can't ever do the school pickup, so it's unique, isn't it? Although you are doing it tomorrow because I'm at an event, but hey-ho.
Unique, though.
Anyway.
Final question. Jesus.
So, what inspired you both to pursue entrepreneurial endeavours?
Oh.
Hmm.
Go on, you can go first.
Oh, God, I feel like I've been here before. I don't think I'm someone that just set out to be an entrepreneur. Like, I don't even think that was ever something I really thought about. I worked, after we sort of worked abroad and did all the kind of fun stuff, and I got a job in working in theatre promoters, and then I worked in artist management. I thought that was me for life. I never thought I'd have my own business. I thought I'd be an employee, and I was quite happy for that.
Yeah.
But then when I left there, for reasons of people just being twats, we kind of just fell into property management, didn't we? And then we had kids, and then it was just like one thing after the other just led us to sort of working for ourselves.
One thing I do think is quite interesting about you, though, is that, you know, there's that whole sort of analogy of like, oh, find what makes you happy or what brings you joy. You didn't do that, but you love what you do.
Yeah.
You've almost like accidentally found the thing that you wanted
to do. It's like, it is bizarre because I always say, like, I'm self-taught and all this stuff, but, like, I've not ever gone to university to learn graphic design or...
You did a coding course, didn't you? Do you remember that?
I did. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, years ago, I did, like, a coding and website course. anything, any work I ever did. I was saying to someone the other day, like when I worked for Thomas Cook Abroad, I was the one making the posters that go in those like little shitty A4 frames, you know what I mean?
Yeah. When
I worked...
Water polo at 10 a.m.
When I worked in the theatre promoters, I set up doing PR. So like I've always had that kind of like...
Drive to do
of
more than is needed.
And making more of like someone's brand. Then when I worked in artist management, I managed the website and merchandise and helped design like book covers or like show sets.
And I think
you know
that
what I mean?
Sort of thing, you can't really teach that. You can't teach a willingness to just go above and beyond, because ultimately, you know, when you first did a website or you first did a poster or whatever, you didn't know what you were doing. You just were like, you'd work out, you know, when you used to end up like, you know, when the artist management company, you know, it was a couple of million quid a year business and you were learning to do VAT returns. You just had to do all
just
that sort
it.
Of shit. You just learn it.
Yeah. And then when I set up Orange Lamb, after sort of becoming just full-time, obviously always a full-time mum, but I didn't have to work, using a very successful business, blah, blah, blah. And I was just like at the point where I started writing a blog and I was like, did a website. And then someone said, oh, who did your website? And then it was just like something in me that was like, I want to earn money. So I don't think it was necessarily about, I want my own business and I want to be an entrepreneur. I think it was about money. I think it was like, I'd always earned really well. Do you know what I mean? I've always provided, I've always had money, and it was almost like something like, I want to earn money. And then now I sit here 4 years in, I'm like it sounds really corny, but it is like it's my calling. It's like this is exactly what I am meant to be doing.
Yeah, yeah.
And I work with, like I say, a senior designer who went down the complete like, learned it, went to university, worked in a big senior, like in a really high-end design agency in London, and he's like saying to me like, oh my god, like you've just got it, you've got the design, you've got the eye for it, you've got the, do you know what I mean? And it's, and then I sat in on a talk with this like really elite brand strategist who worked for like the Financial Times for like 7 years, and the content that she was delivering, I'm like, oh my god,
that's
I'm
what I do.
I'm like, this is what I do. And I'm like, and it's amazing because I've just gone on this journey and I sit here now and I'm like, I'm so lucky. Like, so the reason I'm banging on about this is because actually laugh today, there's a poster in our downstairs toilet. It's like, if you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life, right? Yeah. And then it got me thinking about, do you remember when we started getting into like personal development and everyone used to say a job just over broke? And like that's, that really pisses me off.
Yeah.
Because not everyone should be an entrepreneur.
No.
Not everyone should be a business owner.
No.
Does that make sense? Like there is, why not have a job? If you love it and you enjoy it, like we need people who are in a job, right?
Yeah.
So I just wanted to say that because I don't think I ever set out to be an entrepreneur. And even now, like I love what I do. And yeah, like it is going so well. But I don't know, am I on this planet to be an entrepreneur or would I still make a really good employee? I'm not sure. But for me right now, it's working out and it's going well.
It's interesting though, isn't it, to backfill the journey and to go, how did you actually get here? Because like I say, there's so much of this advice like, oh, find the thing you're passionate about or find the thing that's got the most money in it. And you've kind of done neither of those things, but it's ended up bringing you to exactly the place where you are right now. And I think that's something that, whether you're in a good place or a bad place, and if you're in a good place, you'll love hearing this, and if you're in a bad place, you'll hate hearing this, but you are exactly where you're supposed to be in this moment. Every decision has brought you to where you're at right now, even if that's a shit place. You're like, fuck you, you don't understand my circumstance. You are where you're supposed to be.
Well, do you know what as well, it's really interesting, is that I did something the other day, learning about your human design, and it's all to do with the time you were born. And I did it with Samantha on our call the other day. She was like, oh, just tell me. And I'd found the time, I've got the time of my mum. And she's like, I think I know what you are, but it came up. She's like, yeah, exactly what I thought. It's called the generator. And it's someone who's almost like put on this earth to sort of like lift people. And like, you're much about like, do you know what I mean? Like making others feel good. And I was like, that's so interesting. It's like, you're creative. And it was just like, so as I'm sitting now owning my business, I'm thinking, actually, is it less about like being an entrepreneur, but it actually feeds into like that feeling of like, I'm in control now of helping those others. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah.
Like I met up with a client on Friday who I worked with for like over a year. We haven't worked together for a while just because she was going off doing other bits in her business. And then she sat here because like we're going to start working together on bits. And it was just realising that she was just not in like, oh, she loves me, but she does. She generally like loves the connection we've got. She feels she can trust me. And it's like, that is, that kind of situation is just, if I could just bottle it up, that's why I do it. Does that make sense? So actually that's maybe why being a business owner and entrepreneur helps me, feeds me. But did you ever think, you didn't think, I don't think you never, did you ever think, oh, I'm going to be an entrepreneur, set up my own business? Or did it just kind of happen?
I just wanted to entertain people. I think.
No, like, you're from just the, a miserable bastard.
Yeah. How did that end up happening? I wanted to be on a stage, then I wanted to be on the TV, then I wanted to be on the radio. That was kind of.
Now you make podcasts.
Now I make podcasts out of my living room. So keep at it, kids. You can do it too. Get yourself some bag average GCSEs. Don't bother going to sick form because you have a fallout with your sick form tutor on the week number two. You can do it too.
Living the dream.
Living the dream. But actually, like, I love what we do. I've growing and scaling the business is very, very hard.
Yeah.
It is very hard. It nearly broke me last year, but it's now got to the point I think, oh, we're nearly there now. Not nearly there, but we are.
Yeah, it's
nearly
there. It's clicking.
It's clicking. Never do that again. No, never. Oh, well, that's the apprentice
Hello?
Music. Wrong
oi,
one.
Oi.
Never point a clicker. You threw me off then.
My nails, though, they're beautiful, aren't
they? They are very lovely. Nice of you making the effort because you're going out somewhere else. Shame you didn't get the time to go glitter your teeth or whatever you were trying to do. The hygienist. Thank you for your listener questions. We appreciate it. It's nice.
We love hearing from you. Please get in touch with us.
Come on, carry on then.
Please message us.
Fucking useless. Carry on. You got about 30 seconds to go.
Send us a message
33
seconds. Instagram at Business Marriage Pod, or you can email us through the website www.businessmarriagepod.com.
Oh, you've definitely go to that website. You've kept that one up to date really well, haven't you?
And leave us a review on any of the platforms that you listen to the podcast on.
Oh, please. Fucking
or,
hell.
Or go watch it on YouTube and leave a comment there, but not a weird one, you weirdos. Just a nice one. Or tell us something you've done that's mugging and we'll shout you out. You can win one of these lovely mugs.
Oh, thank God the music's over. Bye, everybody. Sorry about that. Goodbye.
This show is a Phonic Media production.